Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Attention! It's the end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Hi and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I just want to push this button real quick. Oh my God, a massive shout out for Jordan Morris. We'll get to that here in a minute. Hope your weekend was great. I'm not sure what the best pumpkin patch is, but I hope you found it. We went to Stocker Farms. Shout outs to Keith Stocker and the family there that makes that thing happen. Super cool, except for that it was also super cold, rainy, and the pumpkin patch was hella muddy. The part where you like go to step and your foot is like suction into the mud, and then you slowly pull it out, hoping that your heel doesn't come out of your shoe. Ugh, gross. But we got some pumpkins, we took a couple toddlers, and had a great time. It's just it would have been better the previous weekend when it wasn't raining all week. Be warned! Just be warned, be prepared. Good old pumpkin at Fred Meyer sounds pretty good right about now. Real quick, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to an inanimate thing. The holiday was technically yesterday, but I was too busy freezing my butt off in the mud and then eating soup to think about it. Soup. I had chowder yesterday and vegetable soup. Two different soup occasions. The point here is that Nine Inch Nails, the album Pretty Hate Machine, like that prodigal album from Trent Reznor, it came out 30 years ago yesterday. 1989? Holy cow! It feels like an album that was so important in the later 90s, the mid and later 90s, that I'm surprised that it was actually released in the 80s. I didn't know that. That really surprised me. I was a little kid when it came out. That's crazy to me. But the album's great. It's dark. And like I said, Reznor's a bit of a piano prodigy, like a real musical guy, that guy. And that was like the first really complete and dark piece of work he released, to my knowledge. I'm not a huge Trent Reznor guy. Don't at me. I don't, whatever. But that album is worth going back and giving a listen to. Don't stop listening to this, but I'm just saying. Anyway, we have a tradition here in Washington of apple growing and apple picking, I guess, but apple growing. I was blown away by the fact that this is the first time this has ever happened.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Honeycrisp is the apple of choice for a lot of us in Washington, but there's a new contender coming. It's called Cosmic Crisp. It's a red apple with star-looking yellow speckles, and it's the first ever apple to be bred in Washington State. That seems crazy to me. According to King5.com, farmers have already planted 12 million Cosmic Crisp apple trees, and they will be on shelves, the apples, not the trees, on December 1st. The Sounders had a big win on Saturday and scored four goals, including three for Mercer Island's own Jordan Morris. The problem is they also gave up three. They'll advance in the playoffs and play Wednesday night against Real Salt Lake. Bring your wives. And the Seahawks, specifically Russell Wilson, were made to look human again yesterday as the Ravens came to town and badly beat them in the second half, giving Earl Thomas his first win in a Ravens uniform in Seattle. Weird.
You just got news.
Yo, I'm headed on an airplane tomorrow night. I'm going to New York City. New York City! Get my rope. And I need to know of a book to read on an airplane. Now, here's the thing, is it's a long flight, and at home, I'm so exhausted all the time that if I try to read, I just fall asleep. It's unfortunate because reading is so good for your brain, especially when you're holding an actual book with paper, so it's like tactile. I guess a Kindle's okay if you get like the paper white where it still feels like a page. I don't know, whatever. That's not the important part. The part is that I want to read a book in the next 4 days while I'm gone, and I need something that's a page turner, that's easy, that's kind of nerdy. Let me have it. Don't say Game of Thrones, because that'll take me 7 years to read. It is so long and so detailed and so boring, I'll be asleep in like 2 seconds on the plane. So if you have a suggestion, I would be so grateful. Now, Tom DeLonge is blowing minds. At first, he seemed like he was a little nuts, chasing aliens and whatnot. Then he got the government to agree that they had indeed been holding back secret information about UFOs. They use a different word, but UFOs, effectively. There's aliens of some nature, some sort of flying vehicle that we cannot identify. Now the government's taking it a step further.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A couple months after getting the U.S. government to admit that they found a UFO, Tom DeLonge's To the Stars Academy has gone from super in debt to a government contract. They're going to continue researching, quote, material science, space-time metric engineering, quantum physics, beamed energy propulsion. What is this even about? They're doing real science there? I kind of thought this was a joke. Also, keep an eye on the researchers. I'm worried for them because it sort of feels like the U.S. government is pulling, you found us out. Hey, get in the van. Yeah.
It's time for NASA news.
A NASA engineer is pitching a new type of engine that he claims can get us to 99% of light speed. All right, settle down, Skywalker. That means it would still take us almost 5 years to get anywhere interesting worth checking out. And that's without space brakes. Oh, wow, it's so beautiful. It's gone. And finally, in a generation, your cheeseburger might be meat grown by scientists on a gelatin scaffold.
Ew!
Right? So far, they've been able to grow actual cow and rabbit cells on a jelly-like structure. Once they figure out how to grow fat, we'll have slaughter-free meats, and maybe we can leave nature alone a little bit more. So wait, the problem is they can't grow the fat? I can show you how to grow fat. Just go to any bar when there's a Seahawks game on TV.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Keeping it kind of short today, that voice of mine is still a mess. That's what happens when Jordan Morris scores 3 goals and we go bonkers in the end zone during a Seahawks game. What a great, great, great time to be a soccer fan in Seattle. They play again Wednesday night, so plan your schedule accordingly, 7 o'clock.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.